You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On this anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, commentator Gary Joyner probes the origin of terrorism.
Today is September 11th. Like November 22nd or December 7th, if you were alive and old enough to remember, you will never forget how the world changed and how that anniversary date haunts us. In this age of terrorism, and especially today, it is time to examine what that means. An old adage states that one man's terrorist or revolutionary is another man's patriot. That is certainly true, particularly in today's complex political climate. What is a terrorist? A terrorist is an individual or group that uses or threatens violence or other harmful acts against civilians for political or other ideological goals. The threat and violence against civilians separates terrorists from military units or guerrilla bands. The threat of violence against people or property with the intent of intimidating or coercing societies or governments for political reasons makes terrorist organizations unpredictable and often extremely dangerous. Terrorism is not new. In fact, it can be found in the Bible. Judas Iscariot was probably a member of a group called the Zealots. Their goal was to rid the Holy Land of Roman rule. Their favorite tactic was the assassination of Roman officials and people who were allied with them. Their favorite method of killing was to stab someone with a short, sharp knife similar to a paring knife. This was called a Sicarius. Thus, the user was an Iscariot. Terrorism only works when a weak group or society is faced by an overwhelmingly larger foe. This small group often considers the larger group to be occupiers. So, when is a terrorist a patriot? That depends on whom you ask and how history treats a particular group. If a nation or group is ultimately successful, the terrorists are considered heroes and become patriots. If not, they are demonized. Francis Marion, the swamp fox of the American Revolution, was the inspiration for the movie The Patriot. Towns and counties across America are named in his honor, including several in this region. Marion used guerrilla tactics to destabilize the British-held coastal areas of Georgia. He was brutal and efficient and is considered a true patriot today. But British newspapers at the time did not agree. Menachem Begin was a Jewish irregular fighter and commander of the Irgun group. The Arabs considered them terrorists and the Israelis considered them avengers. One of the acts committed by Begin was an attempt to blow up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem to wreck an international meeting. After he became a legitimate politician in the conservative Likud party, Begin won the national election and became Israel's sixth prime minister. But what about terrorist movements in recent times? Certainly most people in Western countries do not believe the suicide bombers in Iraq and Afghanistan to be patriots. We can't even imagine the men who flew the airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon to be anything but terrorists. But that is not the case in many remote rural areas of the Muslim Third World. The radical Muslims want to change the balance of power throughout the world and have no qualms about killing innocent civilians to force public opinion to change. Today, the use of power against innocents is not often successful and generally galvanizes public opinion against these terrorists. Terrorists are proof that ancient animosities often never disappear. To combat them, we must understand how they work and what they do if we are ever able to destroy them. Understanding terrorism in today's complex world is a very real reminder that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he comes to us each Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.